In today's video, we're talking about you having the race driver mentality, the mindset of a race driver outside the car. Ain't afraid to bear my soul, ain't afraid to walk on coals. I ain't gonna tell no lies, I ain't gonna apologize. Can't stop me now. Hello everybody, this is Enzo with the Race Driver Coach Show. Just before we get started, I want to say just a few shout outs to some drivers that are doing really well. Flynn, you just text me saying that you took your race car to a conference and you got sponsors off the back of it, and you've been offered another sponsor. So it shows me that even opposite side of the world to where I am now, you're in New Zealand and you're making it work in this time, in this climate. You're still getting sponsors and you're going to go racing. Well done. And Shabam, I think, was the other one. He said he's got a sponsor now. Things are happening. If you out there watching this and you're thinking, oh, what can I do? There's the COVID, the world's gone to crap and there's nothing I can do as a race driver. There are race drivers now cold calling, being creative, taking their car to conferences and things like this, and they're getting sponsors. So if you're blaming the situation, it's time to get off that little backside of yours and believe that it can still be done. If you're providing enough value for everybody, it can be done. And this is kind of linked to what I want to say today. I've just got back from Imola. If you follow me on social media, you'll see this. Been there with the F4 driver, and something that kind of inspired this, if you like, was to never give up. And then that led me on to thinking, if only a race driver could be a race driver when they're not in the car, they would be so much more successful, because most of the preparation and most of your skills really as a driver and running a career are done outside the car. But the problem is, when the driver is not in the car, they're not the same kind of person. They may be laid back. They, not everybody, but a lot of drivers, they work their tail off when they're in the car. They give it everything they've got, lay it all on the line, make decisions that have got consequences attached to them, to every decision. They dice with death. They're racing wheel to wheel. They're behind someone and they're saying, I'm going to get past you. I'm going to find a way. That's the mindset of a race driver. But then they take it off, the helmet off. They go into normal life and they spend the days on a PlayStation or wasting time or just not being motivated to go and get the sponsorship, not being motivated to train as hard as they can on all of their weaknesses. So then when they get to the race weekends, okay, they give the effort, they do all they can, but they're not as good as they could be. In this video, in this podcast, if you're just listening to it, I want you to start to assess what you're like when you're in the car. And if you haven't raced yet, it's assess when you're at your best, when you're on fire, when you're making things happen and you're crushing it. Who are you when you're in that situation? What are you focusing on and thinking of? And how do you create that beast? And once you know that, I want you to practice bringing that person, bringing that race driver mindset that you have and you've shown into your life every day. And even when you're at a race weekend and you get out the car and you're doing your debriefs, you need that mindset then as well. And it needs to come home with you on the Monday. On the Sunday night when you're going home, you can chill for a night, obviously, and collapse on Monday if you're exhausted. But when it's time for work, when it's time for making your career count and making it grow and calling up teams and getting deals and speaking to sponsors and training in the gym, when you're doing all these things, that's the warrior. That's the person that is steering this, the leader. Your career and your life depends on you showing up every day. And the more you show up, the more chance you've got of succeeding and getting what you want in racing. I want you to really digest this and see yourself as the weakest link. The only reason you're going to fail is you. You're the only reason. If you don't quite put the work in, if you don't quite believe in yourself, if you don't quite understand how to use your mind in a way that forces you to work hard every day, you want to be motivated. You say, I want to create this certain emotion or this mindset because I know it's going to make me work better throughout the day. Fine. How do you get there? And then when you get there and you're not just revved up, but you are in tune with the kind of person you've got to be that day. You set that person on the actions, on the job list that you've got. Take this on as your responsibility. It's not I only work when I feel like it. It's I'm going to feel like working every day because I know what it's going to get me. Other drivers out there, believe it or not, are working hard. And eventually, even if it takes years, 5-6 years of constant graft with no results, they still make it in the end. And you see it all the time in business and in other sports as well, in other careers. Nothing replaces hard work. It will beat talent every day because the person that's working hard will become skilled. And if you're naturally talented, you see it in school, you see it in football, you see it in other things. If you're naturally talented, you often don't work very much for it and you end up failing. So bring all this back to you as the individual as being the most important component that's going to basically get you what you want out of this life, out of this racing career. It's all on you. So take care of your mindset. Become the race driver outside of the car. Dedicate yourself. Hungry. You need to be so hungry for what you're fighting for. And you wake up to every day and you're revving. You've got this internal RPM inside and it's high. You do this by having a goal for the week that's coming. So even if you have to start now, even if you listen to this on a Thursday, what are you going to have achieved by the end of the week? And as you look at it, you push outside the comfort zone and think, what could I really do? How could I amp that up a little bit more so it's even more of a challenge? And then your mind straight away will tell you the kind of person you got to be, the kind of frame of mind and mindset you've got to be in the start of the day to make that happen. And you do a job list. I know it's not the best way you can make you too busy and scatty, but you just do this to start with. You get a job list of the three things, the biggest impact you could make that will take you towards that amazing goal you've got for that week, and you do them. And this has got to become a habit. It's like, okay, what's the big goal? Huge one. I pretty much know what that is, always have done. Bring it back down. How can I make a leap towards it this week? Bring that down to today. What can I do today, and who's the kind of person I must become right now to get myself to take action, to pick up that phone, to do whatever it is that you need to do? And then you start again the next day and the next day. And by day five, let's just say you're going to work your tail off for 5 days. Even if you've got school in the day or you've got a job in the day and you're going to work on the nights, you look back and you will feel satisfied. And as soon as you see that and you start to attach good feelings and proof that this works, it will become a habit. But you've got to keep it up. This is really your responsibility. Don't start blaming others. Only focus on what you are in control of, and that biggest thing that you're in control of is the mind, showing it what it's got to do and making sure that it has the skills and the mindset to pull this off. And you refresh this every single day, like I say, and go again and go again. And you keep doing that with the belief, because that's the juice. The process they talk about is what I've just said there. And it's addictive. In fact, when you get the goal, you might be a bit scared because the process is now over. So you need another goal to replace it. But that is the area. When you're fighting for something, just like when you are attacking somebody in a race, that's where you feel alive. You've got to take these huge risks. You've got to put yourself right in front of failure every day, as much as you can. Because if one of those comes off, you're going to leap forwards. You're going to create a situation that's going to make you scared and think, can I actually even deliver? Fine. But the more you do this, the more mindset you have that creates these situations, you will be addicted to it. And then we can talk about there's no stopping you. But until then, you can't really look yourself in the mirror. If you look yourself in the mirror at the end of the day and you look back of that day and you see that you didn't really show up, it's destroying. You lose motivation. On the flip side, if you look in the mirror at the end of the day and you think, you know what, even if I did it again, I don't think I could do more, it feels good and that's addictive. Then motivation is bred from that. You don't need a fake pump up. This is motivation through taking action. And if your actions are aligned with what you want to do, you'll most likely get there. Or you'll find something else along the way, like I did coaching, you'll find something else that will really grab you. And that be your true passion and you stumble upon it. Either way, you win. So take the racing driver mindset, not just in the cockpit, not even if it's just sim racing that you're doing yet, that mindset will when you win, that's the person you need to create every day. And to win the day, to get a success and to win, it's that job list. It's how many people can I contact? How many people can I research? What can I offer a company? And that's just the sponsorship side. It's also all the other things you need to be good at to be a driver. How many teams can I call and introduce myself to? How can I get a test for a cheap price? What championship can I now enter that I can afford? How can I earn this tiny bit amount of money that I need to race in that championship? Lots of questions to answer. But the person that will answer them is the person with that race driver mindset, that warrior mindset. Have it, condition it. Wake that warrior up that's inside you every day and set them to task. Then we can talk. That's all for now. Speak to you next time. Can't stop.